And we thank you so much for being with us. We got to talking there a little bit and forgot to draw the name out of the hat.
Oh, yeah.
For our social media winner for these tickets. So we'll do that here as we wrap up our Friday Five before Jason's big mystery game that is coming up here at 2:30.
Yeah.
Can a brother get a hint?
No.
Okay, nope. Cool. Thanks.
Just got to wait till 2:30. It's a tease.
Thanks for coming, folks. God bless.
And I don't know what we're teasing.
That is
it's the mystery game.
The mystery game. Yeah. A couple of texts here. Wrestling dorks. Thanks, Chris. Be a little nicer, would you? Start with Empire, then you can jump around wrestling and Star Wars hand in hand. If you guys are really about it, what TV shows used to come on before and after Monday Night Raw? Well, I remember La Femme Nikita. That used to come on after Monday Night Raw. Pacific Blue, which was your boy, I think, what? Mario Slater. Mario Lopez. AC Slater. before, I don't know what comes on, but I don't even know what comes off before Raw. I think NCIS or something comes
See,
on.
See, what I would always get like
feel like
or
Walker,
4 minutes.
Texas Ranger was in there somewhere.
I'd always be like 3 to 4 minutes late because I'd start with Nitro. And then I'd go, you'd have that like hour before of Nitro, and then that would go into Monday Night Raw, and then you go back and forth with which show is better.
I remember TNT used to air, they used to air Nitro live.
Yes.
So it would start at 5.
Yeah.
So you could watch it on the West Coast, you could watch it and then flip over to Raw because Raw was always taped. Or not taped, but like it. Raw, if you don't, unless you have satellite, Raw doesn't air
at the beginning.
At 5,
then it airs
to, at
8. Then it went to, it wasn't live
and then it
anymore.
Wasn't, yeah. The night, I think it was the night, I think it was Goldberg versus Hogan. I think it was that night they changed it and then you couldn't watch them both, which was just trash. What a trashy move by WCW. No wonder they're not in. Murder, She Wrote. Oh, that was on.
Really?
All right.
Before,
I don't,
I mean,
I don't remember Murder, She Wrote. I remember La Femme Nikita.
Yeah.
Because that was like a network. That was like soft. Yeah, never mind.
And then it would be like.
Forget it. Sorry.
One. There would be two commercials about it during every break on Monday Night Raw.
Well, the best is when Jim Ross had to tease, like, La Femme Nikita is coming up next. This is a great way to start the 2 o'clock hour. You're welcome, Rise Guys. Hey, thank you so much, Garrett Temple, who joined us at 1:30. We actually had a packed guest list to start the show. Drew Davidson was with us. Will Graves, you can listen to all of it on the KHTK app. Just go to the on-demand section.
I really want to use that for the title today.
Yes, I know.
We are unfiltered here on the Lowdown, folks. As much as Jason would love for me to be just a smidge bit more filtered.
Oh, that was great.
Friday 5, we'll have our final thoughts on this weekend's games. Lots of playoff stuff. Kings lost. You already know that. We talked to Garrett Temple about it. They had a 40-minute film session as they're sitting in Minnesota. They lost 119-96. Minnesota's a better team. There's no question about that. But, man, you got to compete a little bit
more
than that.
Yeah, I wish there was a little bit more. A chance to win? No, they didn't have that. That's what you want. And then he's just hunkered down in the hotel room. He said the other guys are going to the Mall of America. Can you imagine that? Just a bunch of NBA, just hanging out.
Yeah.
Mall of America.
But, you know, it's funny. I was in Los Angeles last weekend, and the Wizards were playing the Clippers.
Yeah.
I was at the Wizards Hotel. The one guy, it was Kelly Oubre's birthday.
Okay.
I think he was like 22.
Phew.
And we're going to get something to eat, and Kelly Oubre comes walking up. Hey, Kara. And he just keeps walking. He has a camera following him, like just one guy with the camera. And he walks by, and Kara looks at me and goes, yeah, Kelly, K.O.'s, he's awesome, but he's really weird.
So that was following him just because?
No one knows. No one knows.
Trying to make his own reality
just
show?
Following him around all over the place.
Okay.
Yeah. But they, you know how the Kings are staying in Minnesota 3 days? They stayed in L.A. 3 days.
Well, that's a little different.
Yes, very different.
A little different.
Yeah, they were going.
Based on the places they stay, too.
Pretty hard there a couple of nights. You are not a big fan of the line that LeBron James might be having the best season of his career.
No, well, not this year. I felt that way last year when people were saying, I think we talked about he could always be the MVP. I didn't think he was having as good of a year as he's had. No, this year, statistically, field goal percentage, he is doing some incredible things.
And it's not just that. Points per game, assists per game, rebounds per game, field goal percentage, and three-point percentage. All above his career highs right now.
Yeah. And they're winning a ton now.
Oh, they're playing well.
Yeah. It was a fun game last night. Actually, I was impressed by the Lakers, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I know it's taboo to say, but I thought they did okay. It was a fun game.
And that's what started the conversation about that's what started our earlier conversation about the Lakers and the Lakers having a clear-cut direction. I know the Kings played the Cavs well as also. I don't want to just pick apart last night's game and talking about the Sacramento Kings because they got their butt kicked. I look at the Lakers and I think everybody looks at the Lakers and goes, okay, they have a young team. Take the LeBron stuff out of the equation. Take the Paul George stuff out of the equation. They have a direction. They're probably going to be able to sign free. Or they're not probably. They're going to be able to sign free agents. Mm-hmm. And whether it's LeBron or Paul George or DeMarcus Cousins or whoever, okay, that's their direction is still very clear. We have the conversation. I think we've had that freaking conversation about the Kings every day this week. What direction are they going? So right. It was frustrating to go over there to TNT and watch the Lakers play the way that they were on a night that the Kings were sticking up the joint against, Minnesota's young. They got some veterans in there. They're just now starting to put the pieces of the puzzle together. A team that is so often compared with each other, and it's maddening.
Yeah, they're just a little bit behind that process of a team like Minnesota, let's take, because Minnesota won basically the same amount of games as the Kings last year, just a little bit more. But they had all that young talent, but they had to move some of that to get Jimmy Butler, to get the proven veterans, the Jeff Teagues, and the guys they were able to sign or either trade for or add. So the Kings don't really have the young assets seemingly to acquire some big-time names just yet, but they got to see if they can develop the guys and ultimately get there.
If you weren't with us about 40 minutes or so and you missed our interview with Garrett Temple, this won't make any sense to you. But my newest Twitter follower is Alka Pure Water. So, Alka Pure Water, thank you so much for listening to the show, man. We greatly appreciate it. We got our Friday Five coming up in just a heartbeat. Keith, what's happening, my man?
What's up, you guys? I'm going to make this phone call quick, and I know I sound like a broken record, man, but I got to say it, you guys. You guys just touched on LeBron James. Isn't it funny how when LeBron had 26 and 17 assists, every media outlet, every national TV guy, podcast, acted like it was the greatest game since sliced bread. But isn't it funny how James Harden had 27, 17 assists, 14 in the first half, 6 steals, and it got no attention whatsoever. So, I mean, these are just facts that I'm saying because when we talk MVP, I see what they're doing here. They're trying to build the narrative, you know what I'm saying, push their agendas because, face it or not, they want LeBron to win MVP. 15th year in the season, having his best year ever. Yeah, his field goal percentage is up high, which is awesome. He's shooting the ball well. But he's only averaging 28 points, which is 1 point more than 27 he did last year. The assists are up, I get it, 9 or 8, whatever, per game. His career high is like 7 per season. But
Keith,
am I right, though, Jason? Keith, I mean, Harden had 17 assists.
Just going to ignore Dame. Just going to ignore Damian.
What? Go ahead.
Am I right, Jason? Come on. But get your boy. Get your boy, Keith. Keith's talking to you.
Answer the question, though. Is it bias?
All I was going to ask is, are you salty?
Yes, I am.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Keith.
Just real quick, though. Nick Wright, the leading LeBron James, whatever you want to call him, on Fox Sports 1, may seem like the 17 assists was the greatest thing since James Harden did it the day before. I don't know. Just a thought. But, I mean, Jason, I'm asking you, man. But do I have a point there? I mean,
you have
a
point.
Am I wrong? I mean, ESPN didn't cover James Harden, but they covered LeBron James. 17 assists like it was John Stockton-esque. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is becoming ridiculous now because they're pushing a narrative and they're peddling this delusional theory that, he's MVP. And it's a joke. It's a joke, man.
C-O-N-spiracy. I'm glad we got
you. Y'all have a good Friday, okay? You guys
you too.
Have a good one, man.
Have a great weekend, Keith, man. We love you, buddy.
We give plenty of love to the Rockets, right? But I also think Keith has to
appreciate.
First
of all, Keith, stop watching Fox Sports 1. Yeah. That's your first problem.
I think you're the one doing it.
Yeah, you're the one keeping them in business, my man. Calm down.
But this would be, he has to, I know he doesn't want to hear this, but he has to appreciate what LeBron is doing. It's James Harden doing this.
I don't think that he does.
In 7 more years from now, right? What's James Harden about? Year 8, 9, something like that?
I don't think he appreciates anything.
Yeah.
I don't. Could be wrong. But there wasn't a lot of appreciation coming out of that tone right there. I just want this to end. Like, I desperately want to know what this mystery game that you have planned coming up for us at 2:30. We're all going to find out together. Jason Ross's mystery game coming up at 2:30.
Hopefully we're not overselling it, but it'll be fun.
Hey,
it's fun.
We've got our Friday Five.
Yes.
One of the staples here of our Friday show. You want to lead us off?
Absolutely.
What do we need to pay attention to this week?
One thing that's going to happen this weekend, it's kind of twofold in my first thing from the Friday Five, but I think this will be interesting on two parts of this, and it's basically tracking the Oklahoma City Thunder. One, they're our linear champ. We have to follow that.
Yep.
And if you don't know, they took that linear championship away from the Pacers.
Jason, what the hell is a linear champion?
Oh, thank you for asking. It started the year with the Golden State Warriors. There's our NBA champion. They lost opening night to the Houston Rockets. We followed the trail from that point on. It has moved from many places. The Kings had an opportunity to be linear champ on opening night of the year when they played the Rockets. They didn't beat them. They had an opportunity, a week or two ago when they were in Cleveland, played the Cavs. They didn't beat them. Cavs lost it to the Pacers. Pacers now have lost it to the Thunder. So watch the Thunder this weekend. They play the Sixers tonight. If the Sixers win, they take over the linear championship. The Kings play the Sixers next week, so they could be playing for it again.
So we're all fans of the process tonight.
So, but the other part of it, the offshoot of watching the Thunder, is also the game Saturday night. Melo makes a return to New York, and I always feel like the returns, we just saw Paul George coming back. DeMarcus came back here earlier this year. I'm not sure what that reaction is going to be. Now, he was traded from there. Melo has actually always said he wanted to stay in New York, so I think he will get an ovation. Plus, the team is doing pretty well without him. I think it'll go well, but I think that's something I'm going to want to watch is see how Melo is received in New York on Saturday night.
I got one for you that you didn't mention there. You're talking about basketball, tracking the linear championship games tonight and all that. San Antonio and Houston play. Great segue there from our man Keith. All right, Keith, you want an MVP trophy for your man James Harden? Well, they got San Antonio. Kawhi Leonard's back. Curious what approach Pop takes with this, as he was pretty conservative with his return a couple of nights ago, played 16 minutes. We'll see how they play against Houston. I'm very curious to see how San Antonio defends against Houston and defends Chris Paul out there. But I think there's some good games in the association to be watched this weekend, along with the Kings and the Raptors on Sunday.
Actually, that was my number two, so I'll move on from that one.
There we go.
My next
one. You would think we've worked together for a while or something.
My next one is they're not in the playoffs, but they can hurt the other teams. Can Jimmy G stay perfect? Mm-hmm. The 49ers are at home. A lot of people think they can win this game. They're playing a playoff team. That's how the narrative has changed with the 49ers. Oh, they're the worst team in the league. They're not going to win any games. Now they've won a couple. They get a quarterback. He's playing well. And they think they're going to be a playoff team at home. So I think that's been fun to watch. He's been playing really well. So can Jimmy G stay perfect as a starting quarterback in the NFL? That'd be quite a story if they win.
Kansas City's front four. All right. Now, I know we're all going to be watching Los Angeles and Kansas City this weekend, particularly Raider fans. Sure, I mean, it's Saturday football. We're going to be watching. But can Kansas City's front four get to Phillip Rivers? If you recall, we did one small thought a couple of weeks back, and, you know, easy to put the blame on Kansas City's offense, but there's just as much blame to go around on the defense. And I don't know how that defense is going to do against Phillip Rivers, but I'm curious if I'm just curious, can they get to him?
Mm-hmm.
Can they put some pressure on him? Can they force Ken Whisenhunt to open the playbook a little bit, utilize Melvin Ingram a little bit more than we've seen in recent weeks? And I think Kansas City's going to need to do something really special defensively to be able to survive this game. If not, I could see the Chargers opening it up, as we've seen them do over the course of the last 7 weeks or so, put Kansas City in a pretty tough spot where they don't have a chance in this game.
Yeah.
I think the better team is Los Angeles or San Diego or whatever I'm calling here during this particular 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But I think they're better. Kansas City's going to have to do something that they haven't done all year, and that's get to Phillip Rivers. They're going to have to get to the quarterback. The more they get to the quarterback, the more they can probably shut down Melvin Ingram and put their offensive coordinator, Ken Whisenhunt, in a tough spot.
All right, my next one to track this weekend in our Friday Five is the game we previewed earlier with Will Graves, but it's specifically the quarterbacks, Big Ben versus Brady.
Big Ben.
Parliament. They mean so much to both of those teams. And I think even after our entire conversation with Will, I think we ended with, does this weekend even matter? It's the game that we all want to see. But if New England wins, All right, they beat Pittsburgh yet again, and now Pittsburgh may have to go to Foxborough if they meet them later on. And if Pittsburgh wins, great. They feel good, keep the win streak going, but they're probably going to have to beat them later when it really matters. So it's still going to be very intriguing. I expect there to be a ton of points. I really do. I don't think this one will disappoint in flip and be weird. But I really want to see those two quarterbacks who Brady doesn't have two bad weeks very often in a row. So I think they bounce back, but
yeah,
Pittsburgh's rolling.
Their record after losses is something it's absurd. I saw the number the other day. One, obviously, they don't lose very often.
Yeah,
but they don't lose two in a row ever.
Yeah.
In the Brady Belichick era.
And one other thought I had on that game: you can't not show everything because you want to win. But is any part of any of their minds of coaches going, we can't let them see everything because we might play them later? Even though there's no guarantees of that.
So that's funny you say that, because if the Steelers win, and win going away isn't the narrative the next day, well, you know, it's the Popovich
Belichick
thing. We've seen Greg Popovich do this. Oh, Belichick was holding back.
Yeah.
But of course, as a counterpoint to that, I go back to, now there was no one thought we were going to see this game a second time, but remember the Giants, Patriots, the year they were undefeated.
Yep.
Oh, he's not going to play these guys. It'd be ridiculous to play him. They're
good
off.
Point.
And he goes out there, and it was the game of the year until the Super Bowl when they had the other game of
the
year. Yeah,
exactly.
Hey, there's a guy you might recall. Second week in a row, we're having familiar faces return to the quarterback position. Last week, it was Eli Manning after his long one-week absence. Aaron Rodgers back from his—
Remember that guy.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he's pretty good. But I'm not specifically watching Aaron Rodgers. And I know, rightfully so, all eyes on Aaron Rodgers. I'd keep an eye on that offensive line. So much so, they're playing the Carolina Panthers, by the way. The Panthers, they're tied for third in the league. 40 sacks is what Carolina has. I pulled up a stat with Aaron Rodgers that I thought it looked so outrageous. I thought it was wrong. And I went to three different Pro Football Reference, where I get all of the stats that we use for a variety of different things. I was like, this doesn't look right. NFL.com, oh, it's the same number. Check Pro Football Focus. Oh, same number. Six games for Aaron Rodgers this season. 16 sacks. He was sacked 16 times. There was one game he was sacked six times. And he's never sacked once. He's sacked over and over and over again in games. I've heard doctors say, look, the bone is as healed as it's going to be. If it's healed, it's not more likely to break with a less amount of force. Like, if he gets hit the right way, just like he did last time, it's going to break. But I wouldn't want to take the chance if I'm the Green Bay Packers.
Right.
That offensive line needs to step up, unlike they had in those first six games that number 12 was back there and protect him.
My next one, Damian, is another big showdown. It's Seattle and the Rams. And I just think this game has a lot of intrigue because of where we are now in the season. The Rams have had a great year. They still lead that division, still have control of it, but they can lose control this quickly. This weekend could be really bad for the Rams. If Seattle wins, they take over first. They have the tiebreakers. And the Rams, all of a sudden, from looking maybe, could they be the one seed? Could they catch Philadelphia? They might be the seven seed if everything goes wrong after this weekend. What a swing they could be in. And it's still a great year, but I think that game has a lot of intrigue. Can Seattle keep doing it? Can Russell Wilson keep playing like he has? And this Rams offense has been really good, and we always praise Seattle's defense, but can they handle that big of an offense with all those guys that are out? So that game's intriguing to me.
Well, I wrote the NFC West. Not particularly Arizona. I think it's Arizona and Washington this weekend, if I'm not mistaken. There's not a lot really there. Washington's kind of played themselves out of it as well. Adrian Peterson is out for the year. He went to IR. Bruce Arians talking about maybe he can be the second running back to David Johnson next year if he wants to. But I included the NFC because I want to include the 49ers.
Yeah.
I want to see what they do. We had an extended conversation about them earlier, about this game against the Tennessee Titans. I'm interested in the 49ers now. I'm a whole lot more interested in them now with Jimmy Garoppolo as the quarterback than I was 4 weeks ago. So I'm buying into that whole division there, Jay Ross. That was the one that I had kind of jotted down. I'll close out here. Sorry, I'm a broken record when it comes to quarterbacks, I guess. I'm going to be watching the Eagles.
Yeah.
And I think the Eagles are going to do really well. I think Nick Foles is going to be just fine. He's played against the New York Giants before. He's played in meaningful football before. I think we're going to see a lot of LeGarrette Blount. I think we're going to see a lot of Jay Ajayi. And I think that Eagles offense is going to be just fine. And if they can go out there and have a big outing this weekend, I think that's going to – Super Bowl hopes are probably dashed, which stinks because it was a great story. It was a lot of fun. You know, as you've noted a number of times – I don't know if we got down to Philadelphia versus Seattle in the second round. I don't know who we're picking in that situation.
Right.
But if we're getting to the NFC Championship and it's Philadelphia versus the Rams, man, that's a different story. I think the only teams that we kind of cringe with when we're looking at Philadelphia is the ones that have been there before. The Carolinas, the Atlantas, maybe New Orleans in this situation, even though it seems like a completely different football team. Seattle, Green Bay, if they can get themselves in it, things like that. But I think the Eagles' offense will be just fine through the rest of the regular season and maybe that first playoff game also.
I'm going to give you one bonus one that probably only relates to you and I, but it's fantasy football. We could be coming in on Monday or Tuesday, and you and I could be playing each other next week in the championship.
We're not.
No?
I'm down 20 already.
From last night?
Yep.
What happened?
She had Denver's defense, which was nothing. She had C.J. Anderson.
20, you're fine.
Down 20 already. It's the second time she's done this to me, by the way. That right. I'm going into the weekend.
I should look
down.
At mine. I didn't even pay attention.
I'm
to that.
Going in down. I don't think either of you guys.
I didn't think so.
I was
Broncos?
Peaking. Yeah, nothing.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, I'm not.
You
I'm
can
not,
do it.
I'm not feeling good about it. I'm gonna need Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Keenan Allen. I'm gonna need.
That's
some
good.
Help.
You could be ahead by the end of tomorrow.
That's
night.
What I'm hoping.
Yeah.
I need
you'll be
some
even.
Help.
You have two people tomorrow.
I do.
Yeah. Then it's 2-2, and then you. Rely on the rest of the
Yeah,
weekend.
I'm going to need to be more than even tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm going to have to be up.
All right.
All the way up.
All the way up.
Can
time.
I add a bonus if we're adding bonuses?
No.
Yes.
You cannot.
Tonight,
damn
Ring of Honor, Jesus. Final battle, main event, Dalton Castle versus the Nightmare Cody Rhodes. Must see.
Okay. You don't agree?
No, actually, I think Cody Rhodes is probably the most entertaining performer in wrestling right now. Mm. Bye.
Joey Ryan.
Sorry. Kenny Omega and Chris Jericho are probably – that's the most entertaining program. But what Cody Rhodes has done since he left WWE is pretty freaking incredible. Hey, congratulations to CJ Duxbury. That's the name of the name out of the proverbial hat.
Yep.
From the social media contest. So, CJ, you are going to the NCAA doubleheader December 21st at the Golden One Center, Kansas versus Samford. Sanford, yes, I just removed the T because.
And Sun.
Yeah, that's. The Sun will be there. Yeah. I can confirm. Elizabeth might make an appearance as well.
Elizabeth.
And Sac State versus Portland. So, CJ, congratulations. And everyone who participated in this contest, we greatly appreciate it. We're going to do a lot of this stuff. In 2018. I am so eager to find out what this is all about. Jason's Mystery Game is next here on The Lowdown. The Chronic turns, you said 25 today?
Yeah.
Wow. Remember it like it was yesterday.
What's eight?
Shut up. Gosh, you're the worst. How old was I? If you're eight, I think I was approaching junior high, maybe in junior high.
Jason, I was here.
Jason was 10 years into his KCK career.
Almost.
25 years, The Chronic. Hey, a couple of albums came out this morning or last night, depending on when you obsessively check for your music. Eminem's new album came out. I listened to it all the way through this morning. It's good. I need to go through it one more time.
I was going to say, when do you know an app for you? Because you know music. Like, it's good. Like, one listen through, two,
no,
three?
No, I have to listen to it twice.
Okay.
Because, one, I listened to it while I was working out, but I was listening to it, like, intently. I wanted to hear it. And it started, you know, it has a couple of singles out already. I kind of skipped those. It starts slow. But, you know, Eminem has, like, a bunch of different personas. This is the way I was trying to explain it to Chris. There's the Slim Shady persona. There's the certain nasally sound that he has sometimes. They're all on this album. You know, sometimes his album are all one guy, one persona, one version of Eminem. This one is mixed up of all of them. There's some great collaborations on there. Alicia Keys is on there. It's Pink is on there. It's his stuff with R&B singers is really, really good.
Yeah.
NERD came out with their first new album in a long time as well. I haven't made it all the way through that one, man, but that so far is really good.
And aren't you going to see Jay-Z this weekend?
Yeah, Jay-Z is on. Yeah, I got invited to the Raider Cowboy game, but I have tickets to Jay-Z at the Golden 1 Center. I think I'm the only one. But me and whoever's what there's
it's not a huge buzz. Am I missing that? It feels like it should be a big deal.
If you want to buy tickets, you can right now.
Huh,
like
it did not. That's surprising.
And I don't know if it's I've had this conversation with a lot of people. It's called the 444 tour. I don't know that people felt that album.
Yeah,
I really don't. Like I feel like it's actually Eminem's album feels therapeutic. Like we all, you know, I'm sure a lot of us heard the BET freestyle. You may have heard some of the singles in which he's talking about Donald Trump and some of the different things that he chose to attack with this album. It feels he talks about being a bad husband. Like it feels like it's very therapeutic for him. That's what 444 was. 444, the Jay-Z, was made for Jay-Z and no one else.
Yeah.
Like he had some things to get off his chest and that was it. There's nothing to, like, I can't work out to that album. I'm not putting that album on when I'm driving around in the car. Like, I just listened to it. And I listened to it twice and was like, okay, I'm not sure that I'm going to listen to this again.
Yeah.
But there's a couple albums out there for you. Yeah, Jay-Z is this weekend if you want to get tickets. Ha! Plenty available. Ticketmaster.com. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Free plug, Jigga. Oh! Okay, what is this, man? Come on.
You ready?
Jason's Mystery Game. What is this all about?
I need some music, Chris. You have some music for our mystery game?
Oh.
That kind of gets me in the mood. A little mystery game show.
Oh, my gosh. I swear to you, I have no idea what this is about. I'm anxious.
You have played this game before, but okay. You are back in again. I didn't want you to have any research done. Last year, Ken Rudolph and you played it. Christopher Lott is now playing it with you this week.
Oh, is this the bowl game?
Is it a bowl game or not? We are in college bowl season. It's here. It starts. And so we need to figure out if it's a bowl game or not.
Okay.
That's all.
Right.
It's yes or no, is it a bowl?
This is awesome.
I will ask you. I'll ask Chris. You both can answer. You ready? It's that simple. Because we got to protect the,
the integrity of the bowl
integrity
game.
Of the bowl
I got you. Is there a bowl game tonight? Is that why we're doing
it? I think it starts tomorrow.
Okay.
Or there's some coming up.
I think there's like a Division III national championship or something tonight. But go ahead.
Well, is this one of the bowls we're going to be watching in bowl season, guys? Campbell's Chunky Soup Bowl. Campbell's Chunky Soup Bowl. Is it a bowl, Damien? Is it a bowl, Chris?
No.
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 The correct answer is it is not a bowl. Correct. Good job.
I see what you did there, Cam. Not a bowl. Campbell's Chunky.
Not a bowl. All right. How about the Performance Bowl presented by Bridgestone? The
yes.
Performance Bowl.
Yes, that's
absolutely
a bowl.
Absolutely a bowl. You guys are wrong.
Really?
It is not a bowl. The Performance
Bowl
by Bridgestone.
Like, if it's so bad, I thought it was a bowl game.
Right, so that's what I thought, because they have all these long, exaggerated names.
All right, this one. The Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl. Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl. Is it a bowl or not?
No.
I'm going to say yes.
Oh, there's no way you're going three in a row, no. What did you say?
I said yes.
Chris says yes, you say no, so we have a difference of opinion here.
I'm going no.
Chris is correct. The Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl.
What is that?
Exactly. What is that? How about
who's in it? Do you know who's playing in it?
Those are small details.
Oh.
We don't need those. How about the Cherrybundy Tart Cherry Boca Raton Bowl?
I'm going to say yes.
You're going to go with yes?
No.
No?
That can't be a real bowl.
I couldn't make that up. It's a bowl! The Cherrybundy Tart Cherry Boca Raton Bowl is a bowl.
Damon's over.
This is the worst game ever.
All right, here we go. Let's get on track.
That's because I'm better than you at this.
Shut up!
The Jimmy John's Sandwich Bowl.
Okay.
Jimmy John's Sandwich Bowl. We
no
got
but
over 40
no,
bowls.
No, because there's no sandwich in it. It would be the Jimmy John's Bowl. No.
Well, you got to represent Jimmy John's Sandwich. So you say no?
No, that's redundant.
No.
No, it's not a bowl. No.
Correct. It is not a bowl.
All right.
All right. How about this one? The Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl. Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl.
Yes.
Is it a bowl?
Yes.
You both are correct.
All right.
Cactus Bowl. Short and sweet.
Yes.
Yeah?
No.
Chris says no?
Yes.
The UCLA Bruins are in the Cactus Bowl against Kansas State. It is a bowl.
All right, I'm within one now.
Here we go. The Flamingo Bowl.
No.
Yes, that's a bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Flamingo
Hotel,
right?
Or Vegas,
Las Vegas. Flamingo Bowl?
You're selling it. It's not, is it?
It is not a bowl. All right, the Academy Sports and Outdoors Texas Bowl. Academy Sports and Outdoor Texas Bowl.
Yes.
Chris Quick with yes.
Yes.
You both are correct.
All right.
It is a bowl. Let's see. What else do we got here? We have got the Tax Slayer Bowl.
Yes.
Convinced?
Yes, that's a bowl.
Tax Slayer.
Yeah.
I've never even heard of that before.
It's related to Seth Rollins, the Kingslayer.
Yeah. I'm going to say no.
That's a
bowl. Damien, it's a bowl. DXL Frisco Bowl.
DXL?
DXL Frisco Bowl. Is it a bowl or not in America's
yes.
favorite game? Chris says yes.
No.
Chris is correct.
Damn it.
I don't know if I might be out of bowl games here.
So I lost.
Yeah. Actually, I think I found two more. Is it a bowl or not?
No.
Camping World Bowl.
Yes.
Wait, is it no or yes?
Yes.
No. Camping World?
Chris is correct.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's a bowl
no,
game.
No, it's not.
Camping World
You're
Bowl.
You're making this up.
And Dick's Sporting Goods Bowl.
Yes.
See, that's a trick because Dick's Sporting Goods is real.
Yeah, but so are these other things, and some aren't. Chris says yes.
Yeah, Dick's Sporting's. Yes, it's a bowl.
It's not a bowl! Got him!
You are the worst game show host ever.
There you go. There's America's favorite game. That's it.
You know,
Short and sweet.
You know what's great is everyone remembers this from last year.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
We had to play it again.
You guys are the best. That was worth it. That was fun.
I needed the one I knew I would get you guys on that I got both of you was I go they'll fall for Performance Bowl presented by Bridgestone.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, that was good.
I had to figure out some fakies. But when I saw this, honestly, the Cherubundi Tart Cherry Boca Raton Bowl
is
real.
Dude, what is that?
That was so insane. I had to say that was a real one.
Yeah, Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl.
I took the wrong approach. I should have done like Chris. The more outlandish it sounds, the more likely it is to be true.
Oh, I didn't give you guys this one. Military Bowl presented by Northrop Grumman.
Well, that's got to be real.
It was real. But my goodness. There you go. Short and sweet. There's our game.
That was one of my favorites last year.
Yeah. Because I think you and Ken missed all of them,
oh,
I think.
Oh, my gosh. It was a
great.
Disaster.
Yeah.
It was. But one of my and I missed it this year because I go, wow, Damon, you're terrible. Yeah, thank you.
You guys were, too,
like I needed you. Like I needed the text line to co-sign how crappy I was at that. Or maybe he just meant in general. I'm not really sure.
The greatest thing is I think I did Tax Slayer Bowl last year.
You did.
And so you got it, and Chris didn't. That was great.
You did that last year. And I missed it this year, was the turkey, the sports turkeys.
Oh, sports turkeys, yeah.
Turkeys. What did we do last? I feel like we did a list last year. Like we put turkeys on the list. We did something where we put people on the list, and Chris had the Chris Jericho soundbite.
Oh,
where
yeah.
You just made the list.
Yes, that's
you
right.
You just made the list.
That's right.
Oh, that was yeah. fun. We're going to be doing a lot of reminiscing here over the course of the next week or so because we're coming up on the holidays and the end of the year. We'll do we have a really weird schedule the final week of the year where I think we're only on one day, the day the Kings play the Cavs.
Yeah.
But we have a couple of best of shows that we're going to air for you. We'll do a couple of year end recaps. I'm really excited for the best of shows. There's some really good stuff in there that mm-hmm. I just can't wait for you to hear the Bill Bellamy interview
yeah.
again.
That was one of my favorites.
And correct me if, like, wasn't Bill Bellamy on at 3? Weren't we doing the afternoon when we had Bill Bellamy on? I feel like he was on at 3 o'clock. Maybe that's really? Wrong. I feel like he was on at 3.
I know we went longer because he was so good. His story that he got into was fantastic.
Oh, we went really long.
But I can't.
I think you might be right.
You might be right. Maybe yeah. we were filling in at 3.
A couple of my favorite things. One you weren't here for. We're cheating a little bit when we do this best of. It was actually me and Doug. You must have been off because that's usually the only time I work with Doug without you. And we had Kenny Anderson on, and former NBA All Star, and he was so funny. Like he shouted out he's like, I want to shout out to the best baby's mother ever, Spinderella, and. Just out of nowhere, he starts talking about Spinderella, and Doug and I are in here cracking up.
That's great.
So we're going to run that back, man. It'll be a lot of really, really good stuff. That typical year-end stuff that you do, we're going to be part of the typical stuff.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a lot of fun. But we will be here when the Kings play the Cavs. But that's a while away. We got to get through the next couple of minutes. We got to get through all the next week. We'll wrap this up. Our final thoughts on the NFL weekend ahead and – Linear Championship defended tonight. It's next on the Lowdown. What is happening right now?
I tell you.
tell you.
Final battle.
Oh, for gosh.
Gonna have a new Ring of Honor world champion, Dalton Castle, tonight. I'm making my shot known right now.
You make us look like bigger nerds every time you do this.
I do.
Yes, you do. You do. You very much do. Thank you so much for putting up with Chris and being here with us. We do it every day, folks. I don't know what to tell you. Plan your weekend around Sports 1140, because if you're out and about, you're doing your Christmas shopping, whatever you may be doing, Bears at Lions are tomorrow. Don't forget, there's football tomorrow. Two football games. I know the second one is the one that you're probably a lot more interested in, and that's the Chiefs at the Chargers, but we got them both for you. Bears at Lions, that begins at 1 o'clock. Chargers and Chiefs, that begins at 5 o'clock Sunday. Kings and Raptors, that's at 12:30. It's in, I think it was the New Testament that the Kings and the Raptors are only allowed to play at 12:30 in the afternoon. So that's happening again on Sunday. Hopefully a better outcome than we saw last night. And then, of course, we'll wrap everything up with the Cowboys and the Raiders. Loser is out almost certainly. That's at 5 o'clock here on Sports 1140. Bears and Lions, man, who you got? Lions need to they got a winnable schedule. They just got to keep winning and hope some things go their way.
I think because of that, they need it. They're a little bit better. Mm-hmm. Desperation at home. Yeah, Detroit.
I read an article. Someone said Matt Stafford was better than Russell Westbrook. I'm sorry. That could be. He probably is better than Russell
Westbrook.
Yeah,
QB. Westbrook. Yeah.
Yeah. Russell Wilson.
I don't feel it.
Yeah, I don't either. That caught me by. I was like, oh.
He's good, though. Wow. I feel people underappreciate Matthew Stafford, but no, I wouldn't put him in. But Russell Wilson's different.
Russell Wilson's top five?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Matt Stafford's not top five.
I don't think so, no. Outside that.
So Chiefs and Chargers.
I'm hearing a lot of people picking the Chargers. I know they're playing better. I don't think they're going to win in Kansas City. I really don't. I think the Chiefs have figured out. No, I can't say they figured out anything. I think they survived last week, took advantage of a Raider team that's not playing well. But I'm going to count on them still being a good team and finding a way to win this game at home.
It
which feels is bad like, for the Raiders.
It feels like the Chargers are due maybe to slip up here a little bit.
You're going Chargers?
I'm going Chargers, okay. Man. I like them at the start of the season. Obviously, I like them a whole lot more now.
Sure.
But I think this is theirs, and it's gonna put them in nice control there of the AFC West. Dolphins and Bills, there's playoff implications to that one as well for Buffalo.
Yeah, they have to win. You know, Miami kind of sneaks in, just like they did on Monday night. That's kind of surprising win, but I'm not picking a Jay Cutler team. I don't know what Buffalo is really doing overall, but I guess a slight lean to Buffalo. I don't love that game.
I think Tyrod Taylor is starting. I think Nathan Peterman's in concussion protocol. Mm. I think. I read that this morning.
I think
morning.
He was when he threw five interceptions.
No, that
and a half.
Yeah, would it matter if he was right. in concussion other than his health?
Yeah.
Okay, we talked about this one a few minutes ago. We didn't pick a winner. Aaron Rodgers is back. They're in Carolina against the Panthers. The Panthers are tied for fourth with the – I'm sorry, they're tied for third – in the league with most sacks. They have 40. Only Jacksonville and Minnesota. No, Jacksonville and maybe San Diego are ahead of them. We got.
I value quarterback play probably too much at a fault. I am that much of a believer that Aaron Rodgers will make a difference, and I do think they will win in Carolina.
They're still alive.
Yep.
He says he's not coming there to save the team. He's not there to be the savior, but that might just be the latest quote we put on the wall that led to the Packers' big run. Now, the Packers are in that category. They can win out, but they're going to need just a couple of things. Not as many as Detroit, but they need some things to go their way as well. Do we need to do this? Baltimore? Cleveland?
Raven Ray. Raider Ray says it's happening. His sources say the Browns will win. I feel like it's hard to go winless, but they've had about two or three chances in maybe the last 4 or 5 weeks to win, and they've missed those chances. I don't know how many more they're going to have. Ravens... It's right there for them to make the playoffs. The schedule's pretty easy the way home.
Awful. I'm looking ahead. Okay. Yes, I'm completely with you that it's really hard to go 0-16. The Browns play the Bears next week, and they wrap up their season against Pittsburgh.
They might be doing it.
I'm going week 16. I'm early
next week,
pick.
Bears. Okay.
Early thoughts right now is Cleveland. Cleveland will beat the Bears. Jaguars, Texans, in Jacksonville.
Yeah, Jacksonville. This could be if they win this week, they clinch a playoff berth. It's been since 07.
Tom Savage is going to have a rough day.
If it's even him, and it might be Yates.
Oh, good.
Savage is still in concussion protocol. They finally put him there. Took him a while to figure that out, but he's finally there.
Yeah, they didn't put him there until Tuesday.
Right,
but he's there. He's still in it. Vikings-Bengals in Minnesota? Vikings bounce back?
No. Yes, I'm so down on the Bengals right now.
Your New Orleans Saints and the Jets.
Yeah, Saints easy.
Easy?
Yes.
Easy?
Yeah. We got a second opinion on McCown, his hand. It's
still broken.
And the backups are not good. That's the second opinion.
Can you confirm that?
Yes.
Okay.
Multiple sources.
Multiple sources say the Eagles, the Nick Foles-led Eagles, visit New York.
Watch it. Mm-hmm. Watch out.
Yep.
Hey, it's hard finding 32 good starting quarterbacks.
Yep.
Now you need to find a backup. I know Nick Foles had a great year several years ago. There's going to be a
drop-off.
That one
year that we reference every freaking time we mention
Nick
Foles.
But he still bounces from team to team. They're going to have a drop-off. They're in. I'm going to do it. I think the Giants are going to surprise.
I don't want that to happen. But, man, I'm kind of with you. I think it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
I think
kind of at home. Eli had the feel-good last week of being back home, but maybe they play a little better this week.
Yeah. Cardinals-Washington, there's no real – yeah. Rams and Seahawks. How about that one? You talked about that one during the Friday Five a few minutes ago. Place your bets, folks. Who we got, Jay Ross?
Can't pick against Seattle at home. I think Seattle wins that game, and the Rams will be on the bubble.
Yeah, that's going to make it. I would hate you. You said I'm going to echo what you said a few minutes ago. Hate if the Rams somehow miss the playoffs.
Yeah.
That'll be such a that'll be a waste.
What a year they've had.
How about the Titans and the 49ers? We were both singing the praises of the 49ers earlier in the week. Where are you feeling out a couple of days before?
Yeah,
the game?
You know, I think I've switched back. Titans have to win.
They do.
So I'm leaning towards the Titans. I feel like they're the better team. We're all happy of what the Niners are doing lately. Jimmy Garoppolo's playing well. I think the Titans will win.
Going with the human Instagram filter. I'm not going to bet against him until he loses. I got the 49ers winning this one in an ugly game. And I think that's going to be a mess. Falcons-Bucks.
Yeah, Atlanta.
Okay. I think that's actually Monday. Sorry, we jumped ahead a little bit. All right, the two big ones here, Patriots-Steelers, Pittsburgh. Who you got in Pittsburgh, I should say?
Yeah, you know what? I think New England. Pittsburgh's been skating by. New England had a bad loss on Monday. I think they regroup, and I think the Patriots win.
Going with the Steelers.
Okay.
I think they have to win this more than I like what Will said earlier. If they can't beat them now, you could say the game is meaningless if you want to. It's maybe in the end, I think Pittsburgh just needs
to win. They don't
want
to go to Foxborough.
No.
They need to win.
Yeah, I like Pittsburgh in this one. And then finally, in Oakland, Sunday night football, the Dallas Cowboys against your Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, I don't like the way the Raiders are playing. I'm picking Dallas. Dallas figured out they needed to run the last couple of weeks. They've at least seemingly committed to that. Raiders defense was disappointing last week. Jack Del Rio questioned effort last week. You can't have that this late. You shouldn't have it ever, but this late in the season. They're just not right. Carr's not right, and I'm not feeling it. I'm picking Cowboys.
I never pick the Cowboys to win games. I'm picking them to win this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I think they're – if they stick with the run
– yeah.
Run the freaking ball, and I think they'll win.
Yeah.
Mari Cooper's out, by the way. I know we mentioned that earlier. It happened last week, though. We reported to you Mari Cooper was out. We were told he was out. And then they decided on Sunday, hey, he's not out anymore. He's going to play. But right now, in that injury he got last Sunday, it didn't look good. So he's out. You can tune in. 5 o'clock Sunday, right after the Kings game. Cowboys, Raiders. We got a full slate of sports for you coming up this weekend. Jason and I, and Chris, most of the time, we thank you so much for being here with us. Chris, thank you for all your fantastic work this week.
My pleasure.
We will be back on Monday. Have a fantastic weekend.